There's been some discussion about free school meals this week, whether David Cameron will commit to continue funding them over the coming years now the Lib Dems are no longer in coalition with him. What's Labour's position? Would you fund them?
We support free school meals for infants, which is what is happening under this government. But I think even the speculation that they were going to cut these back just goes to show what dire problems they've got in education funding. So as schools have invested in new kitchens, invested in offering these free school meals, only 2 years later the government were going to cut it, or were speculating that they might be cutting it. And that's just wrong on all counts. It's the worst of all worlds. But David Cameron, if he is now saying that free school meals will continue, something that I welcome, it's going to put significant other pressures on other parts of the education budget, because he hasn't been able to ring fence education budget as Labour would have done. So there are huge pressures on early years education, on post 16 education. Their childcare offer is not being able to be delivered and be met, promises that they made at the election. We are likely to see the closure of some sixth form colleges and FE colleges because they haven't got the money to support them. So I'm pleased to see about the free school meals, but there are significant other pressures outside of that and the education budget, which they're going to have to deal with.
You've talked quite a lot over the last couple of weeks about education after the age of 16 and how you want to see funding for that massively increased. How on earth are you going to do that?
It's not an increase. We said at the last election that we would ring fence the entire education budget, in contrast to the Conservatives, who only promised to maintain schools budgets, and actually haven't done that in real terms anyway. So we are going to see cuts to schools budgets too. But there is no greater investment that a country can make than giving young people the skills, the qualifications, the attributes that they need to succeed in life and in an economy. And it's what builds, it's the foundation of a successful economy. So there is no shortcutting. So we promise to ring fence the education budget. That's my starting point. It's not a question of increasing, but what we're going to see under this government are dramatic reductions in education spending, which are going to have a detrimental effect on the youngest in society, and I think that's wrong.
You mentioned skills there. There's a survey out today of secondary school girls which found a third don't feel clever enough to become scientists. What could be done about that?
Look, we've got to do a great deal more to encourage young girls and women to go into sciences and engineering. I did maths and science A-levels. I've got a chemistry degree, believe it or not. And I was always one of only a handful of girls doing that 20, 30 years ago. And I don't think things have changed enough over that period. So I think we need stronger careers advice in schools, something that has palpably disappeared over the last few years under the Tory government. But we need to also encourage stronger role models for women in some of these professions, so that they feel these are jobs that they can do.
It's Jeremy Corbyn's first speech to conference as Labour leader a little bit later on. Seems like we're going to get a lot of blue sky ideas, and he's going to be talking about how much of a patriot he is. That part of the speech would not have been included had we not had the furore about him not singing the national anthem, would it?
Well, I don't know. I can't speculate on that. But what I do know is that what Jeremy is trying to show today is that his values, which are the same as my values as a Labour politician, are the values that are shared by the vast majority of British people. They are British values. They are values of decency, of fairness, of opportunity for all, of people playing by the same rules in a fair way, of not standing by whilst others are in need. They are the values that we all share. People should have nothing to fear from Jeremy Corbyn, because those values are the values that we all share. And I think that's what he's going to be saying today.
But wouldn't it have been a great opportunity for him to set out his stall in terms of policy? Because it seems in terms of the speech, we're not actually going to get much in terms of concrete ideas. It's going to be more blue sky than that.
Well, I welcome that, because look, we're still only a few months away from a crushing election defeat this year. That was our second election defeat. We are nearly 5 years away from the next election. The idea that we've suddenly got all the answers teachers and we've got all the new policies in that context, I think is wrong. He wants to go out there, not just engage with the shadow cabinet and Labour MPs and Labour Party members, but engage with people around the country around what are the policy solutions that the country needs. And I think that is a fresh new approach to politics, and it's something that I welcome.